Yeah, so I mentioned we're doing an experiment. I do it often when I'm street preaching. I'll get 200 or 300 people stand in front of me and I'll say, who fears God? And nobody fears God. Nobody raises their hand. And it's just a sad condemnation. That means they have no wisdom. The Bible says the beginning of wisdom is fear of God. So I mentioned we're doing an experiment to see how many people of a couple thousand that are going to stop and say, why is 4th of July sinful? If they love Jesus, if they want the truth, if they want holiness, they'll give up their food, their music, and their 4th of July fireworks. They don't even have to give it up. They could just come park over here. Come drive over here, park. They could walk. We're a couple hundred yards away from them and talk to us. We'll see how that goes. I'll report at the end of the day. My next audio, I wanted to talk about the flesh. Why else do we stand against 4th of July holidays and patriotism? It's very fleshly. It's all rooted in flesh. It's not spirit and truth. It's not biblical sound doctrine. It's not commandments or ordained ways of God. Fireworks, fleshly. Ooh, look at the fireworks. Ooh, the music, fleshly. Okay? The food, fleshly. All right? Gluttonous America. The theology of it, oh, God bless America, full of lies. Well, lies scratch itchy ears and it makes fleshly people happy. So think about 4th of July. Is it spirit? No. Is it truth? No. What is it then? It's full of lies. Who's the father of lies? Jesus tells us in John 8, Satan is the father of lies. So 4th of July, like churchianity, is rooted in Satan. And then it's full of flesh. Romans 8:8, you can't please God in your flesh. So all types of ways and reasons we can rightly discern and test. 1 Thess 5 tells us to prove all things, test all things, and avoid all appearance of evil. It doesn't say avoid everything that's just pure evil. All appearance of evil. I would say war and killing is definitely an appearance of evil and wickedness and sin. So that's why we're calling it out to love our neighbors.